Tony Haynes with Gary Hine courtside here at Pitt. And joining us now is the happy head coach of the Pack, Kevin Keats, and his postgame comments brought to you by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. I mean, Coach Keats, congratulations on the win tonight. What impressed you most with your team's comeback?
Well, what impressed me with these guys were able to stay the course. It was a night where our offense wasn't going. We couldn't make shots. We got great open looks. Obviously they played a zone. You know, we took 35 threes, but the majority of them were open, and we just couldn't find a way to make shots. And so proud of these guys, but because I told them, if you stay the course and you believe in your defense and what we can do, then we will win the game, and certainly we won the game.
There's always defining moments in a game, Kevin, and the Pack was down by 11, and then Torn Dorn goes on a personal 6-0 run. At the 7:46 mark, the Pack trailed by 5, 62-57. That started to put some game pressure on Pitt. How important was that?
Well, it was important because, we were, as I told you before, guys, we were struggling offensively. And, you know, at halftime we made a couple adjustments how we were guarding ball screens. We changed a couple things, and obviously it paid off. But I thought TD, after not having a great first half, came in and gave us a spark. I thought Al Freeman hit a big shot, you know, after, you know, in the first half being 1-for-11, Braxton. I thought everybody that came in the game obviously helped us win the game.
Yeah, the big in the second half, because Al Freeman and Torn, between them in the first half, I think were 2-of-17. Then they come out and play basketball like you know they can. They were 6-of-8. Every shot or free throw they made, they were meaningful down the stretch. It was a case of those guys just being able to relax a little bit more and just play the game.
Yeah, absolutely. We missed chippies. We missed some shots around the rim that I can't explain. But what I told them is, if you would just stay the course, you know, in the first half, our defense wasn't very good. Now, the crazy stat was, you know, in the first half, they had only taken 26 shots.
Yeah.
We had got 43 shots up. We just wasn't shooting a great percentage. So the tempo was the way we wanted it to be. We just wasn't making them.
How ironic is it that toward the end of the ball game, I think it was a 9-0 run by State, there were three consecutive threes, two by Beverly, I think, one by Al Freeman. And then on the other side of the ledger, Pitt goes 0-for-14 from three-point range in the second half after they torched the Pack in the first half.
Well, they deserved it, and we deserved it, too. We deserved to make some shots. But, you know, they shot the ball incredible the first half. Give those guys credit on their home floor. Obviously, they're still fighting. They're searching for their first win. But they battled us all the way to the end. But I thought our guys believed. We talked about, you know, if you're a pressing team and, you know, obviously let our conditioning kick in. I thought at the end, with about 4 minutes to go, we were a fresher team.
I just told Gary that before he came out here. The best conditioned team ended up winning the game. And we talk about this number again, Coach. You're going to win tough games on the road. You got to step up the free throw line and make things happen. 15 out of 15 is not too bad.
15 out of 15, I'll take it. I thought our guys were tremendous. Look, I'm so proud of these guys because obviously we showed a lot of guts and fight and effort at the end, where we could have put our head down and said it wasn't our night. We didn't settle.
Yeah, what did you learn about the chemistry and the toughness of this team tonight as it continues to grow?
Well, you know, it's in a situation when you're on the road and, you know, things are not going well, especially with today's kids, when they're not scoring on the offensive end. A lot of things happen defensively where they may struggle. You know, we didn't do that. You know, everybody was positive in the huddles. We talked, we communicated, and we just found a way. When you look at it, you know, we came out in the second half, we scored 39 points.
Yep. Coach, and now interesting the way the schedule is. And, you know, some weeks you get longer rest, other times you get shorter rest. The team will get back in Raleigh something like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you got an early game in Chapel Hill coming up on Saturday at noon. What are the challenges of getting ready for a team like that on the road in kind of a short period of time?
Well, I'm not going to talk about that because I don't know. You know, and here's the crazy thing is we played a long game tonight. You know, I'll see how our guys feel. Obviously, my most important thing is make sure the young men are in class tomorrow, and we'll play everything by ear. But as you said, we do have a short turnaround, but I don't have an answer for that. I'm going to enjoy tonight. Just so you know, when we're in road games, we're going to get some ice cream tonight.
Let's go get some ice cream.
Yeah.
And I can assure you it will be frozen because it was sitting outside.
Thanks, Coach. Go Pack. Thanks, Coach.
There's Coach Kevin Keats. His comments brought to you by Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste, zero calories, and zero sugar. NC State comes back and beats Pitt 72-68. You're listening to the Wolfpack Sports Network.